We are five lines up before the lines get wide. We just mentioned that the Roman kingdom left God's quarters depressed that they were not deserving of the Schar HaTorah. Now, just to clarify something, there are only four nations that had these meetings with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those were actually the four visions in Daniel. If you look in Daniel in the 7th Perek, it mentions these four different kingdoms. That refers to the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans. The Babylonians were the first kingdom. They destroyed the first base of Migdash. The Persians rebuilt the second base of Migdash. Then the Greeks began the process. Didn't destroy the base of Migdash, but they were there during the Hanukkah story. And then the Romans came and destroyed the second base of Migdash. But nevertheless, the fourth kingdom, the Roman kingdom, were the nation that was the nation that had the discussion with God first. The second group to then have a discussion with God were the Persians. As the Gemara now mentions, Yatza Malchus Romi v'nichnasa Malchus Paras. The Persians then entered to have a discussion about God, about their reward, their deservingness of the Schar HaTorah. My time, why were they the ones who entered second? D'Hachashiva Basra. It's because they were the second most prestigious. Why were they the second most prestigious? Min Olan, how do we know this? D'Chsiv, Va'aru Cheva Achari Senyana Dam Yeladov. That afterwards another beast came, a second one, which was similar to a bear. And the bear is a very strong animal, and therefore the bear would make the Persians the second most prestigious. Tosos asks right on the spot, well, what do you mean? The Babylonians are compared to a lion. A lion is the leader of the animal kingdom. How could you possibly say that the bear is greater than the lion? So Tosos gives two answers, one his own and one from Rabbi Yitzchak. His own answer is that a bear, though he's not stronger, he is fiercer and uses more trickery than a lion, which would make him more unique, perhaps. The other answer that Rabbi Yitzchak gives is that the Babylonians were only compared to a lion when they were in control of the world. But when their kingdom started to deplete or to weaken, they were no longer compared to a lion, as opposed to the Persian Empire. It lasted for so long, as we'll see. Therefore, it was always strong like a bear. The Tanya of Yosef, the Gemara continues, Rav Yosef taught that verse about the bear, Elo Parsim. This is a reference to the Persians. Sha'ochlin v'shosin kedov, they eat and drink like a bear. U'mesurbulin basar kedov, they're heavy, they're fat, like a bear. U'megadlin se'er kedov, they're hairy, like bears. Ve'ein lehem menucha kedov, and they don't ever rest, similar to a bear. So they came in second to have this discussion with God. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said to them, B'maya saktem, what have you done in every single generation to be deserving of the Schar HaTorah? Of course, they could not answer, as Tosos points out, well, we built the second base HaMikdash. That they couldn't answer, because God was asking not about one-time accomplishments, but some consistent contributions to be deserving of the Torah. And that's why they don't mention the fact that they built the base of Migdash. Omrim lefanav, so what did the Persians claim? Ribona shel Ola, master of the world, harbe gesharim gesharnu, we built many bridges, harbe krachim kavashnu, we captured many villages, harbe milchamos asinu, we have made many wars, and we've been victorious. Fekulam lo asinu, Ella Bishvil Yisrael Kadeshis Asku Batorah, and we've only done this on behalf of the Jewish people in order that they will have time to deal with the Torah. Now, another question that Tosfos asks with regards to the bridges, says what, they built bridges, but the Romans didn't build bridges? Why didn't the Romans say they built bridges? Tosfos explains that the Persians were more proficient in building bridges than the Romans. They were known for their bridges, and as opposed to the Romans, who were not known for that particular craft. Nevertheless, God responds back to the claim of the Persians as follows. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol ma she'asisem l'tzorach atzmachem asisem. Everything that you've done is for selfish reasons. You're not being selfless. Tikantem gesharim, the reason why you built bridges, litol mehen meches, was to collect taxes from the inhabitants who have to use it. Krachim, you conquer villages, la sos perangaria, in order to have the villagers serve the king. Milchamos, and you think you won all these wars that you waged? Ani asisi, I'm the one who wages wars and determines the victor. Shenemar Hashem yesh milchama, God is a man, if you will, a man of war. Klum yesh bechem magid zos, do you not have anyone who can testify about zos, that you promoted zos? And what is zos? Shenemar mi bahem yagid zos, again a reference to Yeshaya mem gimel, ve'ein zos ela Torah, shenemar v'zos haTorah asher sam Moshe. This is the Torah. Zos refers to the Torah, and therefore you have nobody who can represent you to claim that you are deserving of the Torah because you didn't delve into the Torah, and therefore you do not deserve the Schar HaTorah. Miyad yatzu milfanav v'pachi nefesh. Immediately the Persians left God's courtyard depressed. Now the Gemara asks, seeing the fact that the Romans were, or the Persians were just as unsuccessful as the Romans, v'chimeachar dechazes malchus pras lemalchus romi delo mahanya velo midi my time ayila. If the Persians already saw that the Romans were unsuccessful, why do they even bother attempting to get the Schar HaTorah from God? Did they think it would be different? The Gemara answers yes, they did think it would be different. Why is that? Umri, the Persians said, Inu Sisrei Beis HaMikdash Va'anan Beninan. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and we built it. Therefore we felt we had a better chance. V'chein L'chot Luma V'uma. And this happened, this discussion with God, also happened to every other nation. Again, not every other nation, just the other two nations, the Babylonians and the Greeks. And now the Gemara asks, V'chein Me'achar D'chazu L'kamai D'lo Mahani V'lo Midi. My time, Ailey. And after the other nations saw that the Romans and Persians were unsuccessful, why did the Greeks and Babylonians even bother? Savri, they thought to say, Hanach ishtabdu b'hu b'Yisrael, v'anan lo shi'abdunu b'Yisrael. They subjugated the Jewish people, and we didn't. Now, what do you mean that they didn't? Of course, the Greeks and the Babylonians subjugated the Jewish people, but they didn't subjugate the Jewish people for long term. It was a more temporary nature, as opposed to the Romans and the Persians. Their subjugation and oppression of the Jewish people were for extended periods of time. And now the Gemara then asks, "Maishna hani de chashivi, umaishna hani de lo chashivi." Now, why are the Romans and the Persians considered prestigious nations or prestigious kingdoms, and the Babylonians and Greeks do not have that distinction? Mishum dehanach mashchi b'malchusayu ad asi mashicha. It's because their kingdoms will reign and endure until Mashiach comes. The Roman kingdom and the Persian kingdom will remain until Mashiach comes. And Tosfos does quickly point out that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that, what do you mean? The Romans are going to destroy the Persian kingdom. But that is only 9 months before Mashiach. So when it says here that their reign will endure until Mashiach, it means basically until the time of Mashiach. Now the last important question to discuss here when talking about all these mighty kingdoms and nations is that there doesn't seem to be any mention of Yishmael, of the Muslims. The Muslims were a very powerful kingdom, and there's no mention of their reign in Jewish history and their effect on the Jewish people. So the Tosfos Rid in the Mahadura Tanyana points out that Yishmael is actually connected to the Persian Empire. The Persian Empire, though, was destroyed by the Greeks. It wasn't that the whole Persian Empire was destroyed by the Greeks. The Greeks only were able to defeat the Persians in the area of Eretz Yisrael. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Persians still had their stronghold in Africa and in other places of the Middle East. And therefore, when it says that the Roman kingdom and the Persian kingdom will remain until Mashiach, that's a reference to the Christians and the Muslims, which are the very powerful nations and multitudes until today.